This recording, Massachusetts 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal would be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this sort of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought that it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Lynn, Massachusetts, and I was born in New Hampshire, but, you know, in the early years, my parents moved around a little bit, but we ended up in Lynn, and I went to school in Lynn. We had a couple of different houses there because the family grew and grew out of the house. We moved into another house, and our first house, I walked to school. It was 9/10 of a mile. And if you lived a whole mile, you got a bus ticket. But if you didn't live a whole mile, you walked. And we walked home for lunch and walked back to school. And we sang a lot. It was a Catholic school. So you sang when you got there. You sang before lunch, before you left. You sang when you got back. You sang when you left, and you also had music class. So between the singing and the walking, we had fun day, because that was the day. I loved the grammar school, and actually my mother ended up teaching there, not when I lived there, but when my youngest brother was there, she had him as a student. And my sister ended up being a teacher there and a principal, so the school had us for a long time. My sister just retired a couple of years ago. Then I went to high school in Lynn at a Catholic high school, and it was on the other side of town, but I could take a couple of city buses to get there. Or occasionally my dad would drive us because he was a teacher, not in a public school, but not far from where the school was, St. Mary's of Lynn. It was a girls' school. The boys' school was right next door. We had my senior year, it went, I forget what they called it. It wasn't really co-ed, just still had 2 schools, but some of the classes were together my senior year. Then I went to UMass, met your mother, right in the beginning of the school year. We had rooms that were kind of kitty corner to each other, in a way, only one room between us. And I didn't really have a working roommate. Actually, you were down the hall freshman year. Yeah. But then sophomore year, we roomed together.